Schumer, why did he see a dead person in his chair? Is that why he was asking it to move, or what was that about?
Yeah, precisely.
Okay.
They're haunting. They're pulling into it now.
Are they bringing them in on purpose, or
they got
like
nothing
for
else
power?
Better to do? They got nothing else better to do. Why not?
And Pelosi, why did she, when she ripped up the speech, was that to send a message or a coded message, or she was just being rude?
No,
or crazy, or?
She was trying to come. She knows she's lost. Here's what she's lost. She's probably lost her seat. She knows she's lost the House. She knows she's fixing. It'll be 27 years before there'll be another Democrat anything. And she had nothing else to do. She's trying to fight it. The only reason she went through this ridiculous thing is because that ridiculous Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was goading her, and she took a whole section of the ridiculous House that got elected, gave her seat to say, you better impeach the motherfucker. Impeach 45, impeach 45, impeach 45. So they did all that to cause this goading of this war. Then you got Shifty Schiff, and then the list goes on. You know how it is.
Yeah.
They have to carry on with it. So they've been 3 years trying to figure something that will impeach him forever, and now he's been acquitted forever. And when the House gets, when the House, January the 26th, when the House comes back into office, the first order of business will be to expunge Donald J. Trump impeachment. That it would never have happened before.
That's great. Okay,
what
and
about
then
Joe
is
Biden?
That...
What about Joe Biden? What happened to him? Thought he was your man.
Not mine, but yeah, the Democrats.
He's out what happened in South Carolina. Jenny Bell's going to put him on a spit and barbecue at the last. It'll be fun.
Is he a clone, the one that's up there now? Or
no, he's not a clone. He's just ridiculous and inappropriate in every way. He's run for president more times than Ralph Nader, so he's right up there. He's right up there with Bob Dole.
Did he make the introductions for Hunter? For his cushy job? Or on
of course he. That wasn't a cushy job. That was the payment.
Right.
He got paid.
Right.
Couldn't take it on the come, so he got his ridiculous dopehead son to do it. So John Kerry's boy was in on it, too. But don't you worry. They've been throwing rocks in a glass house, and they've ginned up the terra firma. Don't you worry. Now they woke the bear, and the bear is fixing to drain the swamp. So, because it'll go back. It won't be long till you'll be hearing, lock her up, lock her up.
Oh, they're saying that now.
You ain't worried. Don't you worry. It's coming. 7/11. Just like she said about Benghazi, what difference does it make now?
Right.
That's what they'll say. She can say that then. Yeah, don't worry. It's coming. Because what's happened is Joe America, regular Ma and Pa Kittle, is seeing through this facade, this menagerie, Tennessee Williams, the glass menagerie. They're starting to see through the cobwebs to notice that something is terribly wrong afoot. Something wicked this way comes. But the problem
I'll tell you something. You know how I don't like ugly people. Well, there was this ugly old lady in a restaurant or diner somewhere in Kansas. And then Trump said, well, you got to take a cape and put it on his shoulders and then put a big S on his chest and he sails away. Our Superman. That's how she saw Trump.
Yeah, and that's right. Because now, see, here's the rub, though, darling. The problem, the issue, what you see is the problem is not the Democrats, darling. It's the tech body. Those Democrats are terrible. They're awful, but they're not that ridiculous. They're not that stupid. They've been duped by the tech body. Jerry Nadler is sincere. He sees it that way because he's not allowed to see anything else, you see.
Are you sure? I think they're just lying, and they know what they're doing, and so you're saying he actually believes the crap that he says?
They're not that deluded. They wouldn't be so stupid. How are you going to be so stupid? That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. These people have been doing this for a whole life. Bernie Sanders has been in office since before you were born. They know what they're doing, but they would never commit political suicide unless they felt they were validated at some level. You see? Barry Goldwater thought he was right.
Remember, Trump, the tech body's a Trump Leo. The sophisticated Trump Leo that most humans can't see around through or above or below. That's what we're witnessing. That's why you have to go stop looking at the news. It ain't talking to you. If you start listening to it, you start engaging the Trump Leo. It's what you don't realize, Barb.